This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
Question and answer of the week.
From the BBC.
大家好，欢迎收听 BBC 英语教学的你问我答节目，我是佳莹。在每期节目中，我们会回答大家在学习英语时遇到的疑问。本期节目的问题来自 Vivian， 我来读一下她的问题。你好，可不可以介绍一下 modify、revise、amend 和 alter 之间有什么不同？谢谢 ，Vivian。听众 Vivian 想知道这四个动词的区别。modify、revise、amend 和 alter 都有修改、改变的意思，不过它们的具体用法却不同。首先来看动词 modify、revise 和 amend 之间的共同点。这三个动词都可以用来谈论和法律有关的话题，其中 modify 多用来表示变更，而 revise 和 amend 则更常用来谈论在发现错误或不充分的部分后做出修正、修订。来听三个例句。
The law has been modified to ensure a higher minimum wage. They amended the law to permit the new traffic system.The government are revising the law with the intention of ending sales of diesel cars.
接着我们具体来分组对比这几个动词。先说一说动词 modify 和 alter。modify 可以表达对事物本身的用途进行改造，比如改造汽车、服饰等。而 alter 则强调对事物的属性做出一些很小的改动。比如改变发型、发色和衣物的剪裁样式等。听四个例句。
I modified my trousers to become shorts. I modified the engine of the car to run on biofuel. I decided to alter my hair color after someone saw a grey hair. His trousers were too long, so I altered the length of them.
继续对比动词 modify 和 alter 之间的区别。虽然两个词都可以用来谈论一个人行为上的改变，但 modify 通常表示改善行为，而 alter 则可以表示改好，也可以是变坏。听两个例句，对比句子中两个动词的区别。
After someone commented on his bad language, he decided to modify his way of speaking.The jet lag from the long flight altered my sleep patterns. I had some really bad nights.
You're listening
to BBC Learning English.
接着来看 modify 和 revise， 这两个词都可以用来谈论改善、改良计划或想法。我们来听两个例句。
The sales team was asked to modify the promotion after they failed to bring in new sales.
The initial plan needed to be revised after several issues were raised.
动词 revise 还可以表示因为出现新证据而改变，或者在参考了官方统计数据后做出调整。
The government revised the number of unemployed after the survey.The company's management revised their marketing emails after several complaints.
Revise 和 amend 都能用来谈论修改文本。听两个例句。
The author revised his book after the publisher sent it back. The lawyer noticed an issue in the document and amended it.
总结一下，我们用 modify 来表示变更法律、计划、改造事物的用途、改善行为。Revise 强调修正、修订文本、计划、想法等。Amend 常用来谈论和法律有关的话题，表示修正、修改法律或法律文件。最后 Alter 常用来表示对事物的属性稍作更改，改变人的行为方式。本期节目就告一段落了。如果你在英语学习中遇到了难题，欢迎你通过微博向我们提问。我们的微博账号是 BBC 英语教学。你也可以发邮件给我们，邮箱地址是 questions.chinaelt@bbc.co.uk。 bbc.co.uk。 谢谢收听你问我答节目，我是佳莹，再会。
Question and answer of the week
from BBC Learning English.